Groups in charge of the census count on Long Island say yesterday's Supreme Court decision was a small victory. WSHU's Charles Lane reports blocking the Trump administration effort to ask about citizenship on the 2020 census means Long Islanders will be less fearful in being counted.
Census data is used to proportion congressional districts, Medicaid funding, and even pothole repair. The more people are counted in New York means the more federal resources are returned. By asking about a respondent's citizenship, advocates and local officials were worried immigrants, undocumented or not, would be afraid to be counted. Rebecca Sannon is CEO of the Health and Welfare Council of Long Island. She says even with this decision, the current anti-immigrant climate still has a chilling effect.
So it doesn't change our strategy, because our strategy and our outreach is really very much targeting our communities that are less likely to be counted. But it is a small victory. It's great that that's not another hurdle that we have to overcome.
New York is spending some $20 million to encourage so-called hard-to-count communities to fill out the census. This typically includes immigrants and also minorities, the homeless, children, those with low incomes, less education, and for the first time this year, those who don't frequently use the Internet. Charles Lane, WSHU News.